Thank you, Madam Vice President. On behalf of FIDH and Sayeed, we thank the Deputy High Commissioner for her oral update. Impunity persists for the serious crimes denounced by many organizations and confirmed by the important work of OACHR and the Group of Experts on Nicaragua. The murders during the protests of 2018, arbitrary detentions, torture, cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment against political prisoners, persecution, the destruction of more than 5,000 civil society organizations, the banishment, stripping of nationality, and other repressive acts against individuals, these all form the bars of the immense prison that Nicaragua has become. Furthermore, the recent constitutional reforms would consolidate the dynastic nature of the government's power and eliminate political plurality. The recent laws and reforms deepen repression by expanding the state's capacity to persecute people considered to be opponents, not only within the country but also beyond its borders, allowing trials in absentia as well as the confiscation of the properties of those who were forced into exile or denied entry into the country. Today, any Nicaraguan is at risk of being called a traitor to the homeland and losing their nationality. This dynamic of constant terror has caused the population to censor itself and renounce individual freedoms for fear of the consequences for themselves and their families. We call on the Council to continue its efforts to stop the repression in Nicaragua and ensure that these serious human rights violations and crimes against humanity do not remain in impunity. Thank you.